Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
Today's Gospel weaves together many themes in the Gospel of John. First, we have a question from the Apostle Jude, who asked Jesus why was it he would not reveal himself to the world. Here, world doesn't refer to God's creation, which is always good, but to human groups and cultures that have closed themselves to Christ's message. And that's the reason they don't receive it, not because it's not offered them, but because they have blinded themselves to it. Here we find the second theme. If we want to establish a personal relationship with the Son of God, we need to receive His commandments. And why is that? Because Jesus received them from the Father. That is, those commandments are not arbitrary rules that the Father came up with and asked the Son to enforce on us. No, rather, Jesus received them as His own identity, as the expression of the way in which the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit relate. This means that those two things, living according to God's commandments and being in an authentic relationship with God, go together. They are part of the same spiritual movement. And that's a good segue into the third theme, which is the indwelling of the divine persons in the hearts of those who believe. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit will come to dwell in those who accept the message of Christ and are faithful to His commandments. That indwelling is similar to that closeness you have with people you know and love very much. It's as if you could live in them, in a sense. That's what happens here. God knows His children and loves them. And then those who receive Christ also come to know the Father and love Him. And that in such a degree that this knowledge of God and love for Him starts to shape their own identity, the way they live, what they think about, how they interact. And that is what establishes that mutual indwelling. The fourth theme unpacks a bit how that knowing the Lord takes place in us. What happens is that the Holy Spirit reminds us of what Jesus said and did. So the Spirit turns the eyes of the soul toward Christ, that we may think of Him and seek Him and be filled with His light. So what are some steps you took in your life that enabled you to receive Christ's message? How has the thought of Christ and your love for Him shaped your identity? How could it shape it even more?